This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering for any budget.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Blind Melon's lead singer, Travis T. Warren, and his debut solo release, Beneath These Borrowed Skies. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering for any budget. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for Blind Melon's lead singer, Travis T. Warren, and his new release, Beneath These Borrowed Skies. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Travis T. Warren regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From the CD, Beneath These Borrowed Skies, here is Travis T. Warren with The Crossing.
Now
From his CD Beneath These Borrowed Skies, that was Travis T. Warren with The Crossing. Check him out at his official website, www.travistwarren.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Travis regarding his new release, and here's how the interview went.
Beneath These Borrowed Skies, it's a wonderful listen, and I'm glad you have it out. And now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
I'm happy with it. Very, very happy with it. I'm pretty picky, you know, especially on my own stuff. And this is really, you know, this is my first solo record to put out. But, you know, I have a lot of kind of bootleg, you know, home recordings kind of floating around. So this was, you know, my first, you know, really legit album. And I couldn't have been happier with the way it turned out. Really, the whole thing just really fell together. It was very, the process was very natural, very easy, and I was fortunate enough to get Rob Schnopf, who I'm a huge fan of, and he, you know, he did all the Elliott Smith records, which, you know, Elliott's one of my favorite songwriters. So, you know, had him mix it, and just the whole thing turned out great. So, you know, the response has been really great, and you know, my fans have been happy with it, so I'm very pleased with it.
And it's released through Clarity Way Records, and from what I understand, they're going to be donating all the proceeds to Music Cares. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, I had struggled with substance abuse, you know, pretty much in my teens and in early to mid-20s, and I had gone into rehab back in 07, and Music Cares, I helped pay for that, and they were really, really, without them, I wouldn't have got the treatment and the help that I received. So they played a really big role in my recovery. So, you know, with the way everything worked out with Clarity Way, I mean, we knew pretty much from the beginning what we, you know, that we wanted to get back to them. And, you know, they also, you know, when Shannon had passed away, you know, with Blind Melon, a lot of proceeds from the album Nico had gone to Music Care. So it sort of, you know, it kind of came full circle. They helped me out, you know, years later after that. And then, so I felt this was a great way to give back to them. You know, they've helped a lot of different musicians and artists, you know, with recovery. So, you know, it just seemed, you know, natural for us to do that, so.
So did this project evolve from wanting to give back to this organization, or was that just incidental, kind of?
Yeah, it was incidental. I mean, we, you know, Justin and I, who, you know, Justin owns Clarity Way, and we've been friends for you know, a pretty long time, and he had talked in the past about you know, starting a record label, because he actually has a recording studio at the facility at Clarity Way, which is, you know, musical. He uses musical therapy, which is great. And even people that have never really played instruments or don't know the process, those people even find it interesting, you know, to get in there and just kind of see how the whole process happens. But he had talked about starting a record label. I just don't think that the timing was right. So, you know, years later we talked about it, and it just seemed like a really good idea. So, you know, they were great. They kind of just let me go with it, you know. They let me do what I wanted. And, you know, I think if I was on a major label, I don't think I would have been able to put the album that I wanted to put out. A lot of times in those situations, you have, you know, you have an A&R guy kind of looking over your shoulder and, you know, oh, this song's a little too long, or, you know, we want to do this and that. And I didn't have that. So they just let me go with it, and which was really, really nice. But everything just, it really happened naturally. I think if we were to try to force any of it, it wouldn't have worked. So.
And so far, have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you or that you didn't expect?
Well, you know, I haven't really got any bad feedback, which, you know, I think while I was making the album, different periods, I just kind of, I was like, wow, I really think this album is going to be a great record. I just, you know, of course, I'm sure most artists feel that way about their own stuff, but I felt really confident with it, and, you know, I was really happy to get it out there. But once I did, the feedback, it was just, it had been incredible. And, you know, even with Blind Melon fans, you know, they tend to be a little biased, you know, and they've really taken in the album. And I just was kind of surprised that the reaction has been as strong as it has. And that's been pretty exciting.
And you've also got a cast of musicians a very impressive cast of musicians on this recording. Talk about how you rounded everybody up.
Well, you know, I knew, you know, and I've been a fan of everybody I had on the album. Really everybody that I talked to were gung-ho about it. I mean, no one, you know, there wasn't a lot of money. Actually, there was no money. I didn't really pay anybody, but everybody just was excited to be a part of it, and which I was just floored. I couldn't believe it. But, you know, like Asia, for example, and Nico Vega, I've been a huge fan of that band. I've been watching them play since they first came out, you know, at an L.A. scene, and been a really big fan of them. I think Asia has one of the best voices in rock and roll. She just has this very unique voice, and just been a big fan of it. But when I was writing, you know, the song She's On, Sweet Memories, I knew right from the beginning I wanted her on. I sort of wrote that second verse with her in mind, and you know, I've met her periodically through the years, and we have a mutual friend that they're actually really close. He does the sound for them, and I had talked to him and you know, to see if Asia would be interested in it, and she would. She said yeah, so we got her down in the studio, and I mean, she nailed it. You know, everybody, like, you know, I asked Christopher Thorne, my guitar player in Melon, he was excited to do it. So I was actually kind of shocked, because I knew everybody was busy. Everybody has things going on, and it just seemed to the stars seemed to line up. People had time off, and it just worked out perfect. So I was really excited to get everybody on the album. That was something that was really special to me.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that get started?
I don't really remember a time when it wasn't in my life. I mean, even before I started playing, you know, I just, my dad always had a guitar in his hands. And, you know, my mom and dad both play. So I first put a guitar, my dad got a guitar in my hand when I think it was six. And, it's always been there. I knew at a really young age, that's what I wanted to do. That's never swayed. That's been it. I've never really wanted to do anything else. You know, as far back as I can remember, I mean, even summertime when a lot of kids were out playing sports and stuff, I was sort of glued to MTV, or, you know, I would have AC/DC tapes on learning, you know, Malcolm Young riffs and stuff. And it's just always been there for me. I think, you know, in retrospect, looking back at it now, I really had a deep fascination for music, even at a really young age. And I don't think that's necessarily normal. You know, most kids are just, you know, learning to video games or whatever, you know, just the normal things that kids are into. And I just was fascinated with it, everything about it. It was that thing for me. But, you know, my dad also, was just a huge influence. I mean, I had him there to show me how to tune a guitar and show me different riffs. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, I can't really remember a time when it wasn't in my life, so.
Visit Travis at his official website, www.travistwarren.com. From his CD Beneath These Borrowed Skies, here is Travis T. Warren once again with Sweet Memories. ¶¶ You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Hey Josephine, won't you come away?
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nico Rivers, and his forthcoming release, To the Bone. At Rockwired, we're known for cranking up the amp, but this time around, we're going unplugged for this raw, emotive recording from a captivating singer-songwriter. With songs such as Birds and Trees, Your Heart Was Just the Start, and Hey Josephine, To the Bone is a truly intimate listening experience. To the Bone, the forthcoming release of Nico Rivers, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Nico at his official website, www.nicorivers.com.
Green and white seem to dictate the laws of the heart.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Blind Melon's Travis T. Warren and his brand new release, Beneath These Borrowed Skies. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Travis regarding this new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And you divide, you know, your time pretty much between Blind Melon and this other project you have, The Lookout Kids. Describe the balance.
Well, you know, that can be tough because, you know, you want to give, you know, each and every band or project that you have, you want to give it your full attention. You know, sometimes that doesn't happen. So, you know, there's good things and bad things about it. But fortunately for me, the bands that I'm in, everyone has other projects going on. So, but balance, you know, it's been tough. It seems like I've been in multiple bands for years now, and you know, it at times it can be really, really tough because, you know, I think every band wants, you know, they want to be priority, and, you know, that doesn't always happen. But like I said, fortunately for me, you know, I'm pretty honest about my situation up front, and I just say, look, I have this and this and this, and you know, and they, you know, the people I play with understand my situation, and they respect it. So I think it'd be a lot tougher if they didn't have other projects. But, you know, and like I said, every band that I have, everybody has other things to do. So, but it, yeah, it can be tough. But I, you know, I seem to make it happen, so.
And describe the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
Well, you know, it's never really changed for me. It normally starts out just picking guitar. It's kind of funny. A lot of the songs that I wrote that ended up on this album, I'm a diehard Lakers fan. I love basketball, and I would just, you know, zone out watching a game while I was playing, you know, guitar, and just, you know, my fingers kind of just stumble upon a riff, and I'll work out that riff until I have a song. And it was a little bit different this time around because recording and writing sort of went hand in hand. So I on some of the songs, I may not even have the songs yet, but I would record. Let's say I had a verse written, you know, so I'd record that verse and just sort of move on from there. Whereas, you know, before, and you know, most of the writing that I normally have done in the past, I'll, you know, work out a song and work it out until I'm really tight with it, and then, you know, go and record it. Whereas this time, it just kind of went hand in hand. So I was, as I was writing the songs, I was recording them too, if that makes sense. It's kind of funny. I think, you know, subconsciously, you know, when you're watching TV, and you kind of turn down the volume on the television, just kind of zone out. It can take you to different places. But songwriting, it's one of those things that I don't like to think about it, and I don't want to know where it comes from. I actually heard Tom Petty say this once in an interview, when he said that, I know exactly what you mean. And he said something along the lines where if I knew where it came from, he said he felt like he wouldn't have it anymore. So I kind of feel the same way. There's something magical about it. And at the same time, you know, I never learned musical theory or anything like that. And I play in a lot of alternate tunings where, you know, your chords and things like that go out the window. When you're in alternate tunings, you know, you don't really know where you're at. So you have to use your ear more. So, I like that. I like not knowing theory. I like not knowing what works with, you know, things, because I think sometimes you can have walls up at that point. I like to. There's something mystique about not knowing what it is. So songwriting, it kind of sounds, you know, hokey pokey, but there's something magical about it to me. And, you know, like I said, I try not to think about it when I'm writing music. It just naturally happens, and I try to keep it that way. But this album, I started writing and recording last November, and I think probably maybe 70-75% of the album was written yet. So, it was all new material, and like I said before, the whole process just happened, almost scary how natural and fast it happened. But it was one of those things that felt like it was meant to be, so.
Let me see. And with all that being said, what songs off of this album stand out for you the most, and why?
All the songs hold a special place in my heart. I don't believe in filler. I wanted this album to be an album you can listen to from start to finish. I still believe in that. And whereas I know some bands or artists have a few good songs and the rest of it's kind of garbage, I did not want to have that. And I think for me, this being my first solo record, you know, I had so much material to pick from. I wanted this to be, the best album that I can make. That said, there's definitely songs that stick out. You know, Sweet Memories was a really fun song for me. You know, obviously having Asia on there, and you know that the song ended up having 74 tracks, which was just absurd. I mean, there was, you know, bowed bass, it had violins, you know, pedal steel, just all kinds of different instrumentation going on. But that song seems to be a favorite with the fans as well. But that one sticks out. You know, A Winter's Tale really sticks out. Again, Asia sang harmonies on that song as well. But, you know, I really am proud of those. But at the same time, I'm proud of all the songs. I think this album is something that I can, you know, look back 20 years from now and still be proud of it. And I think that I kind of carried that with me the whole way through. I wanted to create something that I would be proud of, you know, years from now. So I'm very happy with it, but very happy with all the songs.
What would you like someone to come away with after they heard the album?
Well, you know, I mean, I really try to think about real things. I mean, things that I see and see a lot of people deal with, and you know, mental illness, for example, has played a huge role in my life. My dad he's a paranoid schizophrenic, and you know, I have a deep respect for mental illness, and I think because it's not really understood, I think you know, there a lot of people are afraid of it and don't necessarily understand it, but I've seen it you know, right up front, and I know a lot of people deal, not necessarily, you know, schizophrenia, but I know a lot of people are, you know, struggling in their own way, and so I you know, wanted to create an album that people could relate to, and is something that made them feel safe. And and same thing with drug addiction. You know, I know there's a lot of people that deal with that, and you know, it damn near ruined my life. And I feel very fortunate I was able to get out as young as I was. Even growing up with my dad and a lot of his friends, I've watched a lot of them. They're not here anymore. And a lot of them suffer from alcoholism, and you know, I've seen it take many, many people out. And so, you know, hopefully some, you know, I remember growing up and thinking it was cool to be fucked up, and thinking it was cool to, you know, end up like a lot of my idols. But now, you know, you sort of romanticize about it, I think, when you're young, and I think that's pretty common. I think a lot of, you know, especially musicians, fantasize about that. But, you know, hopefully I can get out there to young people especially and you know, let them know that there's other ways to live, and a lot healthier and a lot better ways. And it's actually, you know, it's stupid to go out that quick and that early. And, you know, I look at people like Shannon Hume, which, you know, is a big influence, and I just, you know, look at it, you know, wishing he could have been here, and songs and music he could have created afterwards. And, you know, it's a shame that he was taken out so young. And, so, you know, I'm speaking to a lot of those people as well, a lot of young people that may not know any better. But, you know, to answer your question, I hope people can just, you know, take something positive out of it. And that's what it's all about to me, is putting out a positive message. And you know, I think that's what it's all about. I think if you're in this situation where you can reach as many people as you can, I think it's your duty to you know, try to put out a positive message. So
visit Travis at his official website, www.travistwarren.com. From his CD Beneath These Borrowed Skies, here is Travis T. Warren once more with A Winter's Tale.
Tonight, wrapped in the blanket we made. Wait. like before. Your smile takes me away, helps me forget those days I'm afraid. Words from my own winter's tale. Years I have spent on the edge looking down, breath away out of a charm. You help me believe when the fear's out of line. You help keep me out of the cold. Falling, it's hard to get up. It's hard to reverse all the tears that were lost. Your heart lights up my days. You are the star, takes me away. This is my own winter's tale.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Travis for his time and his music, and to Doug Weber of New Ocean Media. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go.
Prettiest boy I've ever seen. Rock on.
Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks.
Rock.